Good morning once again, friends. Welcome to Access, the public affairs presentation of Marker Broadcasting. And as always on a Sunday morning, it's my pleasure to welcome you on board. I'm Ralph Squillace, bringing you not only a first-time participant here on our little get-together, but somebody I like to call a repeat offender, but I mean that in a good way. We are going to be talking about something called HARC. That's H-A-R-C. The acronym stands for Health Assessment and Research for Communities. Jenna LeCount-Heinle, Ph.D., is our first-time guest, but the guy that's coming back and the guy that arranged all this is Jeff Hocker. Hey, nice to have you both. Jeff, nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on.
It is my pleasure to have you, and Jenna, thank you so much for coming on as well.
Thank you.
All right. This is, after just reading about this, what a marvelous thing it is you're doing, but I'm going to let you describe it.
Absolutely. Thank you. So, HARC is a nonprofit located right here in Palm Desert, and we have been in business, well, in the business of being a nonprofit for 10 years now. It'll be 10 years in September. I've been with HARC for the past 3 years, first as the director of research and this last year as the CEO. HARC provides research and evaluation services related to health and wellness and quality of life, anything regarding well-being. And so we're really the desert's go-to data house. And there's two main halves of what we do. The first is the one that we were formed because of and that we're most well-known for, and that is what we call the Community Health Monitor, or sometimes known as the Coachella Valley Health Survey. Every 3 years, we do a huge survey of the health of the Coachella Valley, and we give that data back to the community at no charge. And this is really the reason HARC was formed, because 10 years ago, when HARC wasn't in existence, people and organizations out here in the Valley were saying, you know, we're very different from the rest of Riverside County. It's a big county, and, you know, we're geographically isolated, and our population looks a lot different. It has a lot of different needs. And county-level data, while fabulous and freely available, isn't really capturing our story.
You know, I hear that a lot, because it is true what you just said. Geographically, we are an island.
We are.
I think the closest analogy I can think of is Las Vegas. Here we are, smack dab in the middle of the desert, surrounded by nothing, and everything is 2.5 hours in any direction by car, if you're lucky. And, yeah, we really do have some special needs and such a diverse population. This is why something like what you're doing here really has some special meaning.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of unique aspects. We're one of the only places with this high snowbird population, and there's very little data that captures that. We've got this huge dichotomy of the very, very wealthy next to the very, very poor. It's a very interesting population. So HARC was formed to try to describe that population. And the way that we do that is every 3 years we do this huge survey. And the survey is a telephone survey. So this year we're partnering with Kent State University. And they call anyone in the Coachella Valley with a phone has an equal chance of being called. And the random nature of it really makes it representative of our community. The survey is pretty hefty. I'm not going to sugarcoat that, because it captures so many important variables. It captures your demographics, so we can describe our population, but also questions about healthcare access and utilization, health behaviors, mental health, major disease, food insecurity, the whole nine yards.
Interesting, and we've got a special event coming up, too, that's going to help support this.
Yes, so our data gives our community the numbers behind their stories. So we have some really great data users. Many are nonprofits, as well as local government, healthcare organizations. One of the things we're really proud of is that in the past 5 years, our data has been used to support many funding requests. And in fact, $12.8 million of successful funding has been brought into the Valley. And that pays for things like meals for homebound seniors, free HIV testing, transportation for people with disabilities, all sorts of wonderful, wonderful things that we would be less competitive for if they didn't have this HARC data to back it up.
Actually, you know, that is fascinating, because most of the time when you get an unknown call like that, people either ignore it, they'll hang up on it. I'm assuming this is going to be coming from different phone numbers. Is there a specific phone number that people should be watching for on their caller ID?
They should be watching for Kent State University. And okay. That is absolutely so true. I don't pick up a random phone call. The positive.
I know, but shut off my landline because of it.
And you know what? They do call cell phones as well. So far, about half of our sample has been called on a cell phone, because increasingly.
That I would do. I mean, if I were to see something like that and know it says Kent State University giving me a call, then I would know, hey, this is legit. And friends, if you are listening and you're just tuning in, we're talking about Health Assessment and Research for Communities, better known as HARC. Jenella Count Heinle, PhD, is my guest, along with her public relations director, an old friend of mine, Jeff Hocker. And we've got the very first annual Coachella Valley Workplace Wellness Awards, but it's more than that. It's, as you were saying, you're working with Kent State University to try to gather data on some of the health needs and, well, conditions, because we have, as you said, a very diverse population, either transient or full-time, rich, poor, everything in between. This is a real interesting microcosm of what goes on, I would say, around the country in a very compact area.
Absolutely. And so this will be our fourth survey, and it's the first one that's post-Affordable Care Act. So we'll hopefully see some decreasing trends in the rate of the uninsured, which here has been going up and up and up every time we survey this population. So hopefully we can see the reversal of that trend in the future. And we're really excited for the data to come out. And what we're trying to do now is to educate people that the survey isn't from some far off, although Kent State is doing the phone calls, it does come right back here to the Valley, and it really does help all of the community members here.
And it benefits, if you are a snowbird, it will benefit you, because I know you snowbirds, you seasonal visitors spend a lot of time here, more than you know. The season, as we're speaking, is the end of the season is still a couple of months off, a good 2.5 months off. So if you happen to see something on your caller ID that looks like it might be kind of hinky, it probably isn't if it's from Kent State University, because it's, as this lovely lady is saying, we have a real interesting, like we're saying, kind of a microcosm, because we're such an isolated area that you get a little bit of everything, and this data will help. So if you have the time and you happen to see that that unfamiliar number pop up on your phone from Kent State, pick it up.
Please do. And then the other half of what we do are customized research and evaluation services. So HARC staff is graduate level researchers, and many small organizations can't afford to have a graduate level researcher on staff all the time. Very few can. But HARC contracts these services and allows them to have that great data. So for instance, we've done an evaluation of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Coachella Valley. Their Healthy Habits program is a fabulous program that we were able to demonstrate really does improve children's health knowledge, their behaviors, and actually their physical aerobic capacity. So our data helps them to tell that story of their great success and take that to another funder to get continued funding. We also do needs assessments. For instance, we did one for the LGBT Community Center of the Desert in Palm Springs, mm-hmm. and that information helps them understand more about what their target population needs and wants and what services they should be offering.
So it's really a little bit of everything, because Palm Springs would be an excellent example, probably better than any other area, maybe Cathedral City, about what you just mentioned, because, we have a microcosm of just a little bit of everybody. Friends, if you are listening for the phone and happens to ring and Kent State University is calling, please do pick up. Jenna LeCount Heinle, PhD, is my guest. She is with HARC, Health Assessment and Research for Communities. This is going to benefit you, friends. This data, it's not really data mining. It'll take a few minutes, as she was saying, to take the survey. But in the end, every one of us right now, whether you're listening to me right now or whether it's me for that matter, you're going to benefit from this.
That is absolutely true, and you summed it up perfectly.
Thank you very much. Every so often I get it right. So anyway, HARC, again, is the Health Assessment and Research for Communities. HARCdata.org, is that your website? Am I reading that right?
That is.
Because I was seeing that at the end of your email address. And you have the Wellness Award coming up here. And so let's talk a little bit about that, because that's going to be coming up here pretty quick.
Absolutely. So when I first came to HARC, my background was in occupational health psychology. So it's essentially how to keep your workers healthy, happy, and productive. It's good for the workers, and it's good for the organization.
And you have
as well.
A doctorate in it. I'd say this is a pretty good match.
Yes. And so I really wanted to bring that expertise to HARC. Mm-hmm. And we've had some great, we did a great pilot project about workplace wellness with CVEP. And we wanted to really take this to the next level. Organizations that have great workplace wellness programs, not only are their employees happier, but they're more able to attract and retain really talented workers, which reduces turnover and improves their productivity. It's just a win-win-win all around. So we created this award to recognize those organizations in the Valley that are doing a really stellar job of workplace wellness and hopefully bring their practices to light and bring them the recognition that they deserve. We're also hoping that organizations can learn from each other. So perhaps I have a really great workplace wellness program in the aspect of safety, and you have a really great one in the aspect of nutrition and fitness. Maybe I can learn from you, and we can both improve.
I see how that works. Okay, so it depends. It doesn't necessarily have to be a general sort of thing. Again, just using your example, nutrition and fitness, maybe a small company, plumbing or air conditioning or somebody like that, just to keep their guys, because they've got to be somewhat physically fit to be able to do the job that they're doing, they might have a sort of program of the type that HARC would normally be talking about, and this is where you recognize them.
Exactly. So we have three different sub-awards, as you might call them.
Okay.
One for nutrition and fitness and health screenings. So if you have healthy snacks in your vending machines, or if you have a policy about what foods you can bring to meetings, or if you offer gym memberships, that would all fall into that bucket. The second one is safety and ergonomics. You obviously cannot be healthy if you're getting injured on the job. And what most people think of is the hard hat in construction, but that also applies to people who sit at a desk. Is your ergonomic setup correct for your body and for your work? And then the third one is a little bit bigger and a little bit harder to define. It's really the mental health and the well-being. So do you have a good team dynamic? Are your supervisors supportive? Are they, do your employees like being at work? Do you have employee recognition or any sort of rewards? You know, do you provide extra benefits that they could take advantage of, like work-life balance in terms of balancing their work and their home life? All those sorts of things. So organizations can win in any one of those three categories, and there will also be an overall grand prize winner for somebody who really excels at all three.
Now that is something that I think more people should be doing. This is something I can recall people speaking about that a few years ago. And I thought perhaps it might have just completely fallen off the radar in terms of, like you were saying, workplace wellness, I guess is a great catch-all phrase for it. But just the simple things that make having to come to work and spend 8 hours of your 24 per day at a desk doing whatever it is you do, how would a small business take advantage of your services? Would you solicit them or would they have to come and solicit you?
Well, that's a very good question. We are hoping that people hear about this great award and they want to get the recognition for all the good work that they're doing.
Oh, so they can enter themselves?
They absolutely can. And we strongly encourage that. And we do have separate categories for the small businesses with 1 to 49 employees and the larger ones. Because if you have a small company, for example, HARC, there's 4 of us, what we can do...
Yeah, nominate yourself.
What we can do is a lot different than somebody with 400 employees. But that's not to say it's not important. So we're recognizing those separately in the hopes that... even though maybe a 4-person company can't implement the same strategies as a 400-person company, there are certain strategies that might scale up or scale down and that can be applied in any workplace.
So would the award be given to somebody like, let's say you have like between 4 and 10 people and then 11 to 20, and would it be sort of a sliding scale like that as far as the award, or is it sort of a general award based on the criteria you described earlier?
It'll be based on those criteria, but we will have the separate one for the small organizations and the separate one for the larger organizations.
This is actually a fascinating, fascinating topic. And I know I was, when I was talking to Jeff earlier by email, and he was telling me a little bit about this, I thought, man, this could be something really, really different and fun and fascinating for this program. And I have to say, friends, if you're just tuning into Access, we're about halfway through, so you haven't completely missed out, and I'm glad to have you on board. With me from Health Assessment and Research for Communities, or HARC, H-A-R-C, is Dr. Jenna LeCount-Heinle. She's a PhD in, you said psychology?
Occupational
health psychology. So this is a perfect, the perfect sort of thing for her, and the perfect sort of thing for you. So they have teamed up with Kent State University. They are making random phone calls throughout the Coachella Valley and on cell phones as well. And I know we've got the do not call list, and we get so many soliciting, especially we're in a political season right now. Hey, vote for my guy. If you see something like that, may I ask that you please consider picking up the phone. If you have the time, spend a few minutes. And that actually brings up a question I wanted to ask a few moments ago, is can somebody contact you in reverse, for example, if they'd like to participate, and how?
That is a really good question. Because we want it to be truly representative of the health of our entire Coachella Valley community, it needs to be a random sample.
I see. Okay.
So, unfortunately, they cannot opt in because the characteristics of people who volunteer for it might be different than our population as a whole. However,
it would be statistically wrong if it were
true.
However,
they can still help us out by spreading the word as much as possible, because the more people that know about it and that know of the benefits that it brings back to the Valley, maybe you are really excited, but you don't get a phone call, but you told your neighbor, and your neighbor, who otherwise would not have answered, is now going to answer the call and provide that data.
Okay, now how long would, this is actually, as I said, fascinating, the sort of thing that if somebody were to call me, now that I know about it, I would participate. You said it takes a little while.
It is. It's about 25 minutes, depending.
Okay. So if you have some time and you see that number from Kent State University, you know, pick it up, give the folks at the other end your attention, and if it isn't them, hang up. We get enough calls like that. But, you know, it's funny, too, because with all, as I said, all the unwelcome phone calls, that's got to make it so much harder for you. I mean, is it more difficult for you to get the statistical data that you need based on, as you said, the random samples because of that sort of thing?
It absolutely is, and it gets harder and harder every single year. And, you know, you can understand it. Like you said, you get a lot of phone calls, but the absolute best way to get the best sample would be for me to actually do a face-to-face interview with every single person in the Coachella Valley. Realistic? No. So the next best thing is to be able to randomly sample. However, even that has its drawbacks. For instance, if somebody doesn't have a phone, I'm not capturing them. I don't have good data on people who are homeless and do not have phones. But for the most part, the majority of people in our valley do have telephones, and so that becomes the best way to really reach them.
So we're, as I'm looking ahead here to the luncheon for the Coachella Valley Workplace Awards, it will be in June. We have an application site, lots and lots of sponsors, all pretty much local: Molina, CSUSB Palm Desert, Clínicas de Salud del Pueblo, Borrego Health, Desert AIDS Project, and the dean of CSUSB, Dr. Sharon Brown Welty.
Yes, and we are so thankful for these amazing sponsors. The fact that they all, you know, got on board with this and supported it financially really speaks to, like you were saying, how important workplace wellness is. It's something you don't think about as much as you should, but if you're spending the majority of your waking hours at work, it needs to be a healthy environment or you're not going to be a healthy person. And these fabulous sponsors really do believe in that message and do support it.
If you would like to apply, let me give you that website, and I'll give it to you a couple of times because it's kind of long. It's at surveymonkey.com/R, it's a lowercase r, /R/HARC Awards. Again, surveymonkey.com/R/HARC Awards. The entry fee is $25, which covers lunch. And if you'd like to email questions or comments and find out more, this is much easier. staff@HARCdata.org. And can we give the phone numbers and all
please
that?
Please do.
Your email?
Absolutely. My email is rather long, so I don't blame any of you if you email it to staff@harcdata.org rather than mine, because mine's about 15 letters long. But
and just when I thought mine was bad. No. Well, the phone number is easy enough. It's 760, of course, 404-1945. 760-404-1945. staff@harcdata.org, and I guess that's probably the fastest and easiest way, unless you'd like me to give this as a I'm gonna go ahead and give it. Why not? J LeCount, it's JLECOMTE-HINELY@harcdata.org. And don't worry, if you were scrambling for a pen, I got a few more minutes. I'll give it to you again. So not to worry. This is, again, a fascinating thing. You said you've been around for quite a number of years now, but I had never heard of this. I wish I'd known about this and had you on the show before. I'm glad that Jeff brought it up.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that both HARC and nonprofits as a whole do rather poorly is advertising and media and publicity. It's when you're working on a shoestring budget, the publicity part of it seems like that's a luxury you can't afford. But in reality, when we have great things like free data that people can use, it's a shame if people aren't using it, because data by itself is not useful. Data by itself doesn't change lives. It changes lives when people take it and run with it and get grants and provide services and do amazing things.
And this is a 501c3, friend. So they are, as the good doctor just pointed out, this is running on a shoestring budget. So, I mean, anything
Absolutely.
In terms of, do you accept cash donations, volunteer donations, anything like that through the...
110%.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We are, as are most nonprofits, I think, perpetually struggling financially. We do have some fabulous funders for this, for our triennial health survey. The Desert Healthcare District is a large funder of ours, and we are so grateful for that. Each of the three hospitals also contribute. The Riverside County Department of Mental Health, or I guess as it's now called, Riverside University System Behavioral Health, has also contributed. So we have great good fortune to have
all
people
these
support
names,
it.
They're big.
But a survey.
No, but seriously, that's great.
A survey this size cost us about $1 million to do for that 3-year cycle. And so for a 4-person company to find that $1 million is challenging.
For anybody to find $1 million in any capacity is challenging, whether or not you're a 501c3.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you have change in your couch cushions, I would welcome that.
I just got a new couch, or else I'd go home and look. But, with me today, and he's been kind of quiet, Jeff Hocker, who arranged all this, the public from, I forgot the name of your company, Jeff. Boy, I tell you, as long as I've known you, I just had a brain freeze.
Hocker Productions.
Hocker Productions. Yeah, see, that's why I was thinking. I have a brain freeze, and I couldn't remember something that simple.
Well, we were going to let you know, just to make it easy for everybody,
yeah,
you can find HARC on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn.
You just read my mind. Yeah.
Yeah, you just go on, and you just do a search for HARC, and it'll pop up. So that makes it easy. You don't have to remember phone numbers, and all the information is on there. And then, of course, the website is harcdata.org. So it's easy to find, and the services that they offer are really, truly amazing. And it, you know, one of the things that HARC does is it could be anything from, like you said, like a plumber. It could be a city. You know, they've done a lot of stuff for the – what was the city you did? You did it for the whole state. Delaware, yeah.
There we go.
There you go. That's what I was thinking.
And it still costs a lot of money.
But yeah, well, it does. But you know,
no matter what.
The services really are in depth, and they really help people get the information to provide grants, to get funding, and also, like she said, really like Desert AIDS Project, to figure out what programs that they need to really. One of the big programs that they did service for was Get Tested Coachella Valley, which is linked in with Desert Regional Medical Center. So it all ties into all these different organizations here in the desert. That, you know, when people look at the data, they don't really understand that our community is so intertwined that is crucial for people to help and take the phone call. That's really the whole slogan for this survey is take the call. You know, pick up the phone, take the call, because it's going to help you and it's going to help your entire community.
Would it be possible if somebody were to call and they were to take the call, they've heard this program, and I hope that you do answer. Could they be asked to be called back, or would that be a statistical problem there?
No, that absolutely
that
will
work.
Mm-hmm. And in addition, if Kent State calls and you're not there, they'll leave a message identifying who they are. And that, to me, is a really big thing, because if I have 10 calls from an unknown number and they never leave a message, I'm not...
Oh, I'm...
No.
I hate those.
Exactly.
We all do.
But they do call and leave the message saying that they're calling on behalf of HARC to do this survey, and they will be calling back. And if they'd like to say, you know, time XYZ really works better for me, that's completely encouraged.
So sit back and relax for 25 minutes, and you're not only helping yourselves, friends, you are helping this community at large. In fact, based on what Jeff just said, I mean, we don't hear much about things like HIV anymore. You'd think that's kind of been either relegated to the back burner, or maybe there's finally a cure, but apparently that's still a problem. It should be top of mind awareness. There should be a lot of other diseases and situations as well that should be at the top of people's minds. And the only way to do it is through, as Dr. Jenna was just pointing out, random sampling. It has to be done that way.
Absolutely. And speaking about Get Tested Coachella Valley, they are not only one of our great partners, but also we are the program evaluator for Get Tested Coachella Valley, which is the public health campaign to make sure that everybody in the Valley is tested for HIV and that those who do test positive are linked to care. And this is one of those great clients of mine that's really fun for us, because one of the services we did with them was to survey the public and find out, have you been tested? If so, what made you get tested? What prompted that? And if you haven't been tested, why not? What are those barriers? And that information helped them to craft their programs, their services, their publicity campaigns, because if somebody's not getting tested because they think it's too expensive, that's one campaign. You need to let them know there's free HIV testing out there. But if somebody's not getting tested because they think they're not at risk, that's a different campaign. You need to tell them that anyone can get HIV. And so our data helps them make those sorts of programmatic decisions and then go out and reach these people and help end the spread of HIV.
So one bad decision on anybody's part could result in something like HIV, Hep C, and heaven only knows how many other crazy diseases and illnesses and syndromes are out there. I mean, it could be just something as simple as you were saying, a dangerous workplace environment, someplace that might not be, you know, the best ergonomically, bad lighting, bad seating, you get the carpal tunnel syndrome after pounding on a computer all day. This is where HARC comes in. And friends, if you can take the call, please do it. If it's an unfamiliar number from Kent State University, pick it up. They will leave you a message. Don't block the call. Ask to be called back, because, again, for you to call them, it kind of twinks the random nature of this, because then it just makes the data more or less invalid, or at least inaccurate. Take a moment, answer the call, and help these folks out. And they've got this terrific recognition, the very first health assessment and research for communities, by the way, HARC. It is their first annual Coachella Valley Workplace Wellness Awards. And rather than give you all the alphabet soup again, let me just give you the phone number, which is 760-404-1945. The website, harcdata.org, harcdata.org. All the contact info is there. And I'll tell you what, I have the very, very strange feeling that if you were to contact Dr. LeCount Heinle right now, she's going to get back to you within a few minutes.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know, call it an edumacated guess. But no, Dr. LeCount Heinle has been just an absolute delight to have here on the show. Jeff, it's always great to see you. And we got a couple of minutes left. Is there anything that you'd like to touch upon that we haven't yet done so?
Well, if you are interested in workplace wellness, and maybe you're retired, maybe you don't have a workplace that you can nominate, we do welcome you to come to the awards ceremony and luncheon. It'll be on June 7th at UCR Palm Desert Center, right there on the corner of Frank Sinatra and Cook Street, and to really learn from people on what they are doing and elevate workplace wellness as a whole. And then, of course, as we've been saying over and over, please do take the call if you get the call. Our data will be available to the public at no charge, as it has been for the past 10 years, and that will be available on our website no later than January 2017.
There you go. And friends, if you can't attend the luncheon or enter, it's just saying June 2016, so you don't have a specific date yet?
It's June 7th.
June 7th, okay. So if you are hearing this before June 7th, you have the time to get in. It's $25 to enter. Your business just might wind up with one of these awards, and rather than, you can go through surveymonkey.com and do the search for the exact address. It's probably just as easy, if not easier, to either call 760-404-1945 or go to harcdata.org. My guests today have been Dr. Jenna LeCounte, I said it wrong again, I'm sorry, Jenna. Jenna LeCount Heinle, PhD, and Jeff Hocker of Hocker Productions, who put all this together and brought us together here this morning. And I can't thank the two of you enough for coming on in.
Well, thank you so much.
It has been
my
pleasure. You got it, friends. And if like these folks here, you are representative of some sort of a nonprofit organization, 501c3, love to hear from you. Here's how you do it. Do like what Jeff does every so often. He'll send me an email to ralph@markerbroadcasting.com. You can also call during regular business hours at area 760-568-4550. Once more, you've been listening to Access, the public affairs presentation of Marker Broadcasting. I'm Ralph Squillace. See you tomorrow on the Big 106. Until we do get together again, take care. Ciao for now. God bless. And bye-bye.